With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time to the recap.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the weddings are over.
Mm-hmm.
Newlyweds are now on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille does the whole carries Kirsten into the room.
I forgot that one. Anxiety that it gave me.
Really?
Oh my God.
Nate and I did not do the. I forgot that.
I would hope not. That's crazy.
That was supposed to happen. Like, carrying. Yeah. What is that? Carrying the woman into the.
Oh, is that like a symbol of something?
It's something, ain't it?
Is it?
Is it?
Right into twoblackgirls1rose@gmail.com. Please, I don't know like what that means.
That's some of those weird traditions you see on TV, at least. The
yeah, definitely.
Carries the woman into their hotel room. Whatever. So Shaquille did that to Kirsten.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we see her sitting on his lap on the bed. Uh-huh. And they're, like, recapping the whole day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay. So she's, all right, at least, you know, leaning into him a bit.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, like, speechless. He really wants this to work with her.
Yep.
And was like kind of singing her praises and how great the day was. Mm-hmm. And Kirsten.
Yeah. Like you curse at someone.
Yes. Okay. Kirsten. She just does this big sigh and is like, yeah, it's a lot. You know, we still have to get to know each other. And it was like this very awkward moment.
Very.
Yeah. And then, within the awkwardness, Shaquille takes the opportunity to ask for
He went and was climbing through that awkwardness, girl. Like he was hiking Mount Everest.
Yes.
He said, oh, no, I'm going to get this kiss.
Yeah.
Nope.
I was like, oh.
Sure didn't.
Shaquille, this is not the moment, bro. Uh-uh. And she says no.
And but she waits.
Yeah. It was like a little bit of a.
The pregnancy of that silence. She was sitting there like.
I know. She maybe was contemplating. I don't know.
No. Kirsten. She was sitting there like, oh my God, I'm on TV. Oh my God, I don't want to kiss him. Oh my God, I'm not attracted to him. Oh my God, he's in love with me already. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Ugh. Yeah. Which, of course, is weird because she said before she wanted him to ask.
Uh-huh.
So here he is asking and
she said no.
Yeah. But she explains later in the bathroom that she just really wants to take things slow. And she thinks a kiss can maybe lead to him wanting other things.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You
right.
Want no part
I cannot with this because then she's like, "Can you undo my dress, ma'am?"
She can't get out the dress without him.
No. After that, you got to climb out your own dress, bitch. You better cut that shit out. You better to get some scissors, some eyelash scissors, and cut the front and get out of that somehow.
Oh God.
Are you crazy?
No.
Absolutely not. And then she gets dressed in like a marital Jessica Rabbit ass motherfucking robe with feathers and
really
silk.
Did. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want anything to lead to sex, but you're dressing up in silk feathered pajamas. I don't believe
like
see what
the
I have
long
to,
sleeves with the
sleeves
all around. I know.
And they're like, oh, I'm just I look like this all the time. No bonnet. Oh my God. I'm just, oh.
I know.
I got questions. I have questions for Kirsten.
It's confusing, but she's trying, I think. You
know? Nope. But let's continue.
But yeah, so she snuggles up with him on the bed and,
uh-huh.
You know, the boundaries are, it's a little wishy-washy. I'll give her that. It's a little wishy-washy. But she, I appreciate it wasn't like the pillows in between them. Like,
oh my
we've seen
God.
That
we have
we've seen that many
a
times
a pillow fort
yes we've seen so much worse so I get it it's confusing but she's at least trying to remain open to him and trying to, maybe he doesn't look exactly her ideal type, but she's like, all right, affection is still important to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is to him.
Yeah. At least, yeah.
Like, leaning into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. McKinley and Dom.
Mm-hmm.
McKinley loves some Dom. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's sexy. He's excited to get to know her. He's very happy, very pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Dom is, she's still talking about she's not nervous. She's just like, she just like dove into this thing and is like chilling.
She's 25.
Yeah.
She has like a very fun little ride, to like, yeah. She's just like, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Give it a whirl. If it doesn't work out, I'm 25.
I'll just get divorced.
Yeah. I'll just move right along. So yeah, they hop into bed, they kiss, they go into the covers.
They are just snooking under there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Eris and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the day went. Eris is very pleased with everything. Jasmine, of course, is a little nervous about him seeing her au naturel. I don't know
what that's about, but
what the I get it because because you are marrying a stranger. And he's seeing you the most beautiful you probably ever look.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Now I have to wipe everything off.
Yeah.
And no matter how confident you are, you're going to feel a little self-conscious.
Like something's missing.
Yeah.
From what he saw.
Had war paint on all day.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. My hair is done up. I'm not going to put my bonnet on and all the circles in my eyes.
Yeah.
I get it. But they're all beautiful, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
But talk about a lingerie. Bitch.
I was like, oh, she had a shower.
She had a shower.
She had a lingerie shower.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was a cute little piece that she came out with.
Oh, my God. A full set a matching full set robe.
With the robe, too. Are you Whoa. Supposed to sleep with the robe?
I would be sweating balls.
I was like, am I missing something? Am I supposed to keep the robe on?
No, I would never do that.
No.
No.
But yeah, she looked great. She definitely came prepared.
Yeah.
Eris, his ass perked right the hell up.
It sure did.
He's tired. Yeah. He woke right up real quick. Okay. Gina and Clint, they seem to be vibing. Their families blended really well, it seems.
They're like riding the happiness of the wedding.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's singing her praises.
Mm-hmm.
He was very hyped to help her get out this dress.
I know. And then claiming he didn't know how to do it, which you know is a lie.
And then as he, like, buttoned it down, she walked away. He, like, caressed her back.
Oh! She must have died. Can you imagine the shiver going the up shiver your spine?
The callousness of them sailing hands. Oh, I know that God. Shouldn't feel nice.
Ew, they probably are.
Yeah.
They're probably rough.
Rough. Workman hands. I know.
Ew.
I don't know anything about sailing, but that's what I pictured. It's just the roughness scraping down her back.
Ew, scraping. Oh, the verb.
Oh, God. So, where am I at? Okay, so as now the cameraman people ain't shit. So Gina's getting ready in the bathroom. And then they have Clint walking around shirtless in the room with this slow moving camera and
yes, and there's like bounce chicka wow wow,
bounce chicka wow wow.
Oh my God!
And he's hairy and he's like
sure is.
Not cut up.
But he's somebody's type though,
for sure.
He's definitely somebody's type. I looked at him. I said that is exactly what somebody.
Absolutely,
wants. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they know what they're doing. I don't think they like Clint because I know.
Yeah.
Because that almost to me felt like a setup. The bow chicka wow wow with his lackluster to me looking body. Knowing what we're about to see next episode or the next two episodes where the two of them are attacking each other's looks.
Yes.
I was like, ooh,
all right. I know. And we know how these producers get down. That's why this is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Because Alyssa, I remember the producer,
the black
gay producer.
Guy, yes.
Who got her together. So bad. Quick.
Yeah.
On camera.
Oh, yes. Yep.
On camera. Yep. It was like, well, you're on vacation. So actually, you could suck it up. We got you a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually just talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So I know if Clint says something bad about Gina.
Yeah. They
who seems
him.
Very nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well.
Okay. So the next morning, everybody's waking up. Nobody had sex. That's fine.
Yeah. Great. Good news.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
And Gina and Clint, they're talking schedules. They're both early risers. Mm-hmm. Gina's talking about how she like, her big thing that again is a theme that we're going to keep watching is her like letting go of control. She's a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. Just like her wanting to do this process to like feed herself personally because she feeds herself right. very professionally all the time.
Yes, I feel her when she said she wakes up with a list. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, same. Don't you feel like that?
Absolutely. I was seen in that time.
Yes, very much. And then Clint saying that he wakes up with energy. I got nervous because I thought he was talking about his wiener.
Oh, God.
I think he was.
He probably was, mm-hmm. honestly. They don't like him because they interview everybody about if they did it or yeah. not, whatever. And some of them, you could tell they don't leave it in. For Clint, they left his little interview in.
Yeah.
So they could
yeah.
see him saying, no, we didn't yes. have sex. Yeah. No, of course I wanted it, but, uh-huh. you know, it was all fine. Uh-huh. They left that little clip in. They're like they pull all the clips to make him look like a dick.
Yeah.
They don't like him.
Oh, my God. I hope they give Gina a new husband.
Oh, God.
That'd be fabulous.
That would be nice. Okay. Shaquille and Kirsten. Kirsten says she felt very comfortable sleeping next to him. So,
I guess.
They just talk about their routines and things like that. Now, Mac and Dom, mm-hmm. again, everything's all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very nice. Important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I'll find it, Andy. She's talking about her freezer full of catfish. He's never had catfish.
Mm. This was interesting, though, because she brought up hunting. The concept of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, me and my math group chat were mm-hmm. talking about how if somebody says they hunt, that means they own guns.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel comfortable with somebody who owns mm-hmm. probably multiple guns?
Yeah.
At least one.
Right.
And like a good, like she got a good one.
Yeah.
And does that actually mean anything? I know he's from Flint, so.
Right.
He's not from Tennessee.
Gun laws of Michigan.
I don't know the gun culture.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah. The gun culture in Michigan.
Right.
If it's any different from Tennessee, but I'm assuming in Tennessee, if somebody has a gun, it's no big deal.
Right.
But would that be a big deal to somebody who's not from there, who's planted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't even bring it up. And I thought that was really weird.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I think if it was she's a black woman
uh-huh.
who was talking about hunting and going, and mm-hmm. So I think there's more of an assumption he's a white guy, whatever, he'll be fine with it. If it was the reverse, if he was like, I hunt, we out here with guns and stuff like that, to Dom,
yeah,
then I think it'd be more conversation. And I would want to see him ask, like, are you comfortable with this?
Right. Or,
but I think it's the assumption he's white, so he probably don't care. And so she's just like, we hunt. You ready?
Right. Because it's typically a white male thing
would
to do.
Would be into it.
Okay.
Think.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I really know.
I see what you're saying.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Things, I have no clue. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. And I was waiting to ask you, like, if this was something you encountered. If you got married at first sight and the guy was like, I caught a catfish and now I froze them in my back spare freezer in the basement.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have questions about what kind of weaponry you own?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I personally am not into guns. I'm very scared of guns. Uh-huh. So this for me would be a deal breaker, probably.
Would it?
Yeah.
Really?
But to each their own, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Hunting as a hobby for my loved one.
Oh, yeah. Hunting as a hobby. I love animals. Yeah. Too much. And
I'm just, yeah. I love animals, but I don't know. It's such a far life for me. This is like, Dom is very country. This is a country girl life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more like acceptance to her. There's more knowledge around it. I don't really know much about it. I'm scared of guns.
And because I think where she lives.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was no like conversation around it.
Nothing.
The two of them.
Nothing.
The assumption. We hunt down here, so you win this. Like, that's that. Like,
Don't be shocked.
Yeah.
You see my rifle above the bed.
Right.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
I would. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I hope it comes up more on shows like Love is Blind, on Married at First Sight. I hope the gun conversation comes up more because this is something that's very regional.
It is.
Like, if somebody has a gun up here, I'm like, what you doing with a gun up here?
What?
But down there, I would just assume you had one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I would walk around with the assumption that you own.
That you would own something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Email twoblackgirlsonerose.
Oh my God, please. Yes. Email twoblackgirlsonerose@gmail.com if you are a gun owner. And if you're dating and out here, maybe you got more than one dog too. Email us.
Or if you've moved to a region where guns are hunting and guns are more like a thing and like, dated somebody who now is in that and like in it too, or I don't know. Educate us. I don't know.
Yes, please let us know. Because I know having a gun and hunting are different, but email us. Let us know.
Let us know. Yes. Okay, where am I at? So Nicole and Chris, all is good with them. They're like wondering what their first fight is going to be. And
I know.
He's always early. She's always late. So that might be a thing.
This also made me cause for the pause. And tell me if you caught this one too.
Oh, Lord.
When he said, oh, you're always late. It shouldn't be because of makeup because you don't need it.
Your face.
I hate this so much.
I know.
I hate it so much. I mean, why is he saying all these cliches out of, I would say, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? He's pulling from way back.
Great Matthew McConaughey lines.
He's pulling the Matthew McConaughey lines.
Oh, God.
The rom-com lines. The wedding planner. That's what he's pulling from.
I think it's easy. It works easy on Nicole, I think.
Right?
She's very
She's like, in the confessional sobbing.
She's sobbing already. She's very romantical. Like she's so, you know, caught up in the emotions of love and is so excited to be
on with somebody.
Path towards love. Exactly. Yeah. That these little things can work very easy on her.
I know, and I think Chris knows that, and I'm on to you, Christopher.
Oh God. But yeah, Nicole, she balled in the interview.
Balling.
She feels
in the
so loved and accepted, and she deserves this. And
which she does. I agree.
She does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. She's sweet, though. She really just wants this so bad.
Yeah.
And he seems like a nice guy, so she's just like eating it up.
Yeah.
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 Jasmine and Eris. Eris talking about she's eating that swine.
That was so black.
It's not only us that says that shit. You mean that swine, girl? Like,
so
God.
Black. Did you not think of Philadelphia Hoteps?
I thought of some Hoteps.
You thought of some Hoteps, right? Did. That's some Hotepitarian behavior.
Language there.
You got some swine.
He admitted that he misses bacon, though.
I know.
I know you're going to admit that.
He's not even eating turkey bacon, is he?
Mm-mm.
He's just eating there a bowl of fruit.
I think he's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Or pescatarian or something. He don't eat meat, from what I know.
Well, you have fun with your veggie omelet.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then, yeah, they like recap how her cousin or his cousin was like very sus on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's now about to meet the family. So they're like, mm-hmm. Now, Kirsten meets Shaquille's family. All goes well. Nothing really to report.
Yeah.
Shaq meets her cousin and friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the cousins are like Kirsten's people. Their energy is all very like hesitant, suspicious.
Overprotective,
trying to put on like a hard ass type of image.
Yeah,
really just want the best for Kirsten, and they know right. Shaquille seems nice.
Right. Yeah. And now that you say that her last relationship was 4 years long, now mm-hmm. I understand.
Right, that's because true.
That is terrible. That.
Yeah,
that's you know you yeah. gave
she was but a fraud.
Yeah,
before,
yeah,
essentially. Yeah. So see, oof. All of them are very like, just like side on everything he says. Like,
yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's talking about how like Married at First Sight was the opportunity that just kind of like came to him. He was seeing all these signs everywhere and he just like decided to go for it. And yeah, they warn him, kind of like warn him that she like moves very slow.
Yeah.
That is Kirsten. Like that's just,
she moves slow and she picky.
She moves slow.
She does this because she has to look.
She's beautiful.
If she didn't look like this, she couldn't move like this. This is some craziness.
And she also has been cheated on very freshly.
I could see her also being
extra.
Yeah.
I'm moving at my pace and my pace only. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but to do that and be picky?
And be picky is, that's a lot.
That's a lot to just wake up with.
Yeah. Oof. It's a lot.
Well,
who, I have a question for you. Who, if you got married at first sight?
Uh-huh.
Who is your Married at First Sight husband meeting? This little friends and family meeting? Like your three.
Okay.
Or I guess you can have as many because she had a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
But no, about three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why? What's the dynamic you're trying to set up?
Yes.
You know?
I think my mom and dad would want to be there. Mm. That's fine. You guys know. I don't really. I love them, but. They're not discerning. So right. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, it's great. So I feel like I would have you there.
Oh.
You're the friend that I talk about the most. I remember that when I was first dating Crunch.
Mm.
You were the friend that I talked about the most.
Okay.
I would have probably Jenny. Jenny's an incredible judge of character.
Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah, you need one of those.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Crunch are very similar in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Once they don't, like, they're done. Once you cross them.
Mm.
And then probably either my friend Jelena or my friend Ronald.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, or Will. Damn.
Mm.
They, all three of them.
Yeah.
Have
what's the skill or quality missing from the dynamic?
I feel like all three of them are my third eye.
Okay,
right?
So they come in like
as a unit. Like, yes, and they're like, okay,
yeah.
They know everything terrible about me.
Mm.
They know everything great about me.
Mm.
So any questions that he would have about me, mm-hmm. they could answer.
Okay,
very easily.
Okay,
and they can spin it. I would have them do that. The writing the vows.
Mm-hmm.
That would be those three.
Mm.
They would do great at that.
Yeah,
they would make it funny, cute, yeah, whatever.
And telling.
Yes. You would be good at that too, actually. You read a good card.
I can write a card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and more reality dating show recaps, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2BlackGirls1Rose.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.